Progressive Left Teaching Methods Behind Surging Discipline Problems in UK Schools, Government Expert. By Virginia Hale on May 14, 2019. Child-centered teaching methods championed by the progressive left have been maximizing misbehavior in UK schools. The Department for Education's, DfE, Behaviours R has warned. Tom Bennett, who has been appointed by the government to lead a task force into behavior problems at British schools, said traditional methods of education such as having a teacher stand in front of the class to impart information have been phased out, while bad behavior in the classroom has gone unchallenged. Progressive left pedagogy has seen tried and tested teaching methods derided by figures such as former Prime Minister Tony Blair's education advisor Sir Michael Barbera's chalk and talk, gradually replaced by child-centered learning approaches which encourage children to learn from doing group work and other activities with their peers, with the idea that knowledge is mainly acquired through exploration and osmosis. There was a massive assumption that children would behave if you simply planned lessons correctly, if you allowed them to do lots of independent work, project work, group work and so on, and that these teaching methods would create great behavior, he told The Telegraph this weekend. I think that the failure of these methods to automatically create great behavior has resulted in a lot of people in the education system pretending behavior wasn't an issue. Progressivism rests on the idea that children want to behave and they want to learn. The teacher needs to step back and allow the child to explore their natural curiosity, which will motivate them and keep them engaged, he added. While such methods can work for children from middle-class families, who have been taken to museums, and taught how to shake someone's hand and say hello, liberal left teaching methods tend to let down children from poorer and troubled backgrounds, to whom applying progressive pedagogical techniques is a very good way to maximizing misbehavior, Bennett said. Many children instead require support, they need really clear boundaries. The behaviors are argued, adding, if you are used to shouting out to be heard, no one has ever taught you how to wait your turn or share, you're not going to change suddenly in a classroom. You wouldn't think that is wrong, you would think that is normal. He said that these children need support, they need really clear boundaries, and they need to be taught good behavior too. Lamenting figures which showed that one pupil in five was leaving secondary schools functionally illiterate, Hunter traced the problem back to teacher training for UK educators, which he said fosters a pedagogical outlook which renounces rigor, embeds underachievement, and dominates the state sector. With rising violence at UK schools, including towards teachers, alongside surging knife crime and youth homicide figures, discipline problems have become a growing issue for UK institutions in recent years. Most policy-related discussion on the topic has been initiated by NGOs and politicians on the liberal left, insisting alienation caused by tough disciplinary measures such as exclusion were the root cause of Britain's youth violence epidemic, which civil society groups characterize as an issue of health inequalities rather than of criminal behavior. However, figures show only a tiny proportion of young knife crime offenders had been recently excluded from school, according to Ministry of Justice research which determined that the punishment was not a significant driver of youth knife possession offending overall.